Hare Krishna. This inspiration is called meditating on the lotus feet. In the second canto of the Bhagavatam, it is said that it's best to think of Krishna by starting with his lotus feet. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Roy and asked him, "There are so many types of meditations, but which one is the best?" And Ramananda immediately replied, "The chief duty of every living entity is to meditate upon the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna." Meditating upon these lotus feet means really meditating upon the qualities of the divine couple. And whenever we can think of the qualities of someone, their characteristics, we are immediately thinking of them. When we think of someone's kindness, their ability to sing nicely, the way they greet us by always giving us something nice which we like to eat, then immediately a smile comes upon our face because we are together with that person. We think of them and they are very close now. So one of the qualities of Radha and Krishna are their great mercy. This is shown by the lifeline sign which is on their left and right feet. On those feet you will find an upcurving line which pronounces or makes clear that everyone who holds on to those lotus feet is saved from drowning in the ocean of material life. When I was young and I was once too far in the ocean and came into a current, I started to drown and I needed to be saved. So my brother brought a rope and rescued me with that rope. This is called a lifeline. Thinking about Radha and Krishna in any way is like a lifeline. The lifeline on the lotus feet will become immediately active and pull us out from the material world to the beautiful spiritual world. Hare Krishna.